Okay, we're going to start.
Test. We are on Nun Ches Amud Beis by the two dots, Ad Kama Tola. So we have Machlokas now. We said that up to what can you be Tola the Kesem as to being for with a louse, a Macholas. We said up to a gris. So the question is, what about the gris itself? The gris viewed above or the gris viewed below? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravuna, Kagris, if it's the size of a gris itself, ain't a Tola. You can't be Tola it, but Pachos mi gris Tola. Only less than a gris can you assume it came from the Macholas. From Chizda Amar, he says, no, Kagris Tola. Yes, and mi gris ain't a Tola. The gris is considered small enough to be Tola. Only more than the gris, you're not Tola. So the Gemara asks, what's their Machlokas? So Lema, let's say that maybe their Machlokas is Ba'avi Abdechlal Kamifli. They're arguing in a Shas topic of whether they say Avi Abdechlal. Whether they include, whether when you say give a limit, is that limit included? So the Rav Huna Sabar Ad Velo Abdechlal. He says he doesn't hold Avi Abdechlal. He says Ad Velo Abdechlal. Therefore, only up to a gris is Tola. But a gris itself is not included, and therefore would be Tamei. For Chizda Sabar Avi Abdechlal, he says, no, when you have a measurement, that measurement is included, therefore it's Avi Abdechlal, and therefore, even if it is the size of a gris itself, that is Tahor, and so the Machlokas is a Shas Sukkah. So Amalach Rav Huna says, no, Ika Avi Abdechlal, Ika Avi Velo Abdechlal. Sometimes, I don't hold definitively one way or another. Sometimes I hold Avi Abdechlal, sometimes I hold Avi Velo Abdechlal. What's the determining factor? I'll hold whichever one makes it more chomer. So in this case, what would make it more chomer? Be more chomer if you hold ad below ad bechlal, because if you hold ad below ad bechlal, then a smaller measurement would still be taller. The gris itself, which would be tamei. The gris itself would be tamei. But Rav Chizda Amar Lav, Rav Chizda says, I agree with you. Sometimes we say ad bechlal, sometimes we say lo ad bechlal. The question is, I'll argue with you over here. Rav Chizda Amar Lav, but alma emalach lechumra aminam lekulor aminam. I agree. Throughout Shas, whichever way will give us the chumra, that's the way I hold like. But here, even though, here's the exception, here, even though it won't bring you l'chumrah, is an exception. I'll say ad v'lo ad v'ad v'chlal, kid the Rabbi Yavo, because I hold that the Shita Rabbi Yavo, the Amar Rabbi Yavo, kol shiurei chachamim lahachmir, all shiurim, all measurements that the chachamim gave, are, we go l'chumrah, chutz mi k'gris shel k'samim, except for the gris of k'samim, that's l'hakel. There we say that the gris itself, we go l'hakel, that it's viewed as lower than a k'gris. Doesn't explain why. Probably is because it's really Torah and Doraisa. I don't know. He says the gris is the exception. Some said that they learned this machlokas from Rav Huna and Rav Chizda without the Mishnah. In other words, they learned it that we just learned it as based on the wording of the Mishnah. Some learned it independently of the Mishnah. The Rashi points out that there's no machlokas in the two lashonos, just that each lashon is just saying that the way they heard it from the Rebbe. So that's their Masorah. So Ikadami Lachalash might have been Napshir Puna. Amr Puna says, Kagris, Kiyasar Gris. If it's the size of a gris, it says if it's larger than a gris, and therefore it's Tame. For Chizda, Amr Chizda said, Kagris, Kipachas Gris. A gris itself has the same halacha as less than a gris, meaning it is Tahor. Ukamifagi ba'ad ba'ad da hacha kidarminan. And then Machlokas, like we described above. Yes, throughout Shas, we say, Ad v'abachal, Ad v'abachal, it depends. We just go which way is more chomer. In this case, Rav Chizda holds like Rabbi Yavo, and therefore he says that even in this case, we won't go l'chumra. Okay. Now they're going to ask a question on Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna said that kagris equals more than a kagris. Now, the next couple lines of the Gemara is major machlokas. We've shown him how to read it. We'll read it the way Rashi.
Including
a gris. More than a gris, everyone agrees, is Tommy. The question is on the gris itself, the exact size of a gris.
Who exactly is measuring?
The Rabbanu always measure it. There are poskim who have, I don't know if you've seen it, there are poskim who have like a sheet that has all different shapes and sizes and of a gris. The gris, they say, is about a U.S. penny or maybe a U.S. dime or something like that, size of a U.S. penny. And they measure it. They look to see if it's big enough, if it takes up the surface area. And they have this sheet, but they can put on it, you know, like to look at it.
And when they say louse, they also mean mosquito, I mean
I'm assuming they say a louse, but if you could be told on a bite, a bug, that's I guess we had the Gemara the other day.
A bug is bigger than a square.
What?
Louse is very small compared to a mosquito.
I understand it's very very small, but we're seeing that the louse bit, and that's why you have the blood stain. Not saying that the louse itself was the stain.
Well, I know that, but you might have more blood with a mosquito or other.
Well, no, they're saying that the louse that they had, that's the size that it gave. And that's only if it's the size. Even if it's bigger, if you have other reasons that you can ascribe to it, you walked into a butcher shop or other things like that, you can be told that as well. Okay, so Mesvei. So they're going to ask a Rav Huna who said that a gris itself is tamei. Right, so Mesvei, let's read the Gemara. Hayu ala tipim damim lamata v'tipim damim lamala tole ve'elyon ad kegris. My life kegris lamata, lo kegris lamala. So what is lamata and what does lamala mean? So you would think, and this is what Tosos reads, that lamata means above the waistline, lamala means below. Lamala means above the waistline, lamata is below the waistline. Rashi doesn't read that. Rashi says lamata means small and lamala means large. So let's read according to Rashi. Rashi says, Hayu ala tipim damim lamata. She has very small spots of blood, v'tipidem lamala, and larger spots of blood. So tole ba'elyon, we can say that the tipim gadol, the tolim ba'elyon ad kegris. We can be tole the larger stains up to a gris, but any stains that are larger than a kegris, we cannot be tole. So the Gemara says, my lach gris lamata, which says that can't we see from here like Reb Chisda that if it's a gris, it says tole ad kegris, up to a gris, but a gris itself would be tamei, and therefore, no, akagris, I'm sorry, akagris would be tahor, because up to a gris we can be tole. So he says no, kegris lamata, no, up to a gris would be, when it hits the gris it would be tamei. There's no raya. Tosos takes, and most Rishonim take exception to Rashi's pshat, because if you were talking about large and small, you would say gadol and katan. Why would you say lamata ulamala? So Tosos therefore explains, and I believe the article actually has a hole on the bottom. He actually explains the Gemara in their font, going according to Tosos as well. If you look at the bottom of the note of the article, he has a whole thing about how to explain it. But Tosos says, no, it's Mamash talking about lamata ulamala. So basically the way it goes, if you look in Tosos, 6, 7 lines, but in the shorter lines, it says, Nira li. The hachi perusha lamata is what is lamata min achagler, means below the waistline, and lamala is lamala min achagler, and above the waistline. So what would happen? Tole be'elyon also shelamata nitla be'elyon. The shemek moshe elyon me alma asi taklo nami alma asi. You say that you could be tole in the elyon, you could be tole the bottom ones from the top ones. Just like the top ones came from outside. So to the bottom ones came from outside. I can say that since I can tole the elyon, I can be tole the bottom ones, right? One second. Right. So it says, but oh, it says, the ka'amar my lab kegris lamata, the akegris the katani myisha tachton akegris tole the elyon. Mean that as long as the bottom one is up to the size of a gris, I can be tole it in the top one. So what's the question? Had it not been for the top one, says over here that the only you were tole a gris size with the top one, but only if there's a top blood. If there was no top blood, then we wouldn't, and it was that size, would be tamei. So really, the alma kegris itself is tamei. The only reason why here kegris is tahor because you can be tole in the top one. That would be a question on Rav Huna. And the answer is lo kegris ulamala. It goes back and forth. It's more confusing. I want to waste. We'll go ahead. But you see that the problem is that Rashi doesn't fit necessarily in the words, and Tosos doesn't necessarily fit with the logic of what's going on. So they just have to pick and choose which one goes in. Tosos has to come up with this other case where you're talking about there are two grisim and there are three grisim. They have to have a whole different case of what it is. But the bottom line is there's no kasha on the sheet. You can learn it either way. So Itmar, Nagamara is going to learn about on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that if you find a gris itself, it's tahora. So Itmar, Nimsa Aleha Kigris Va'od. Okay? Question is, Machlok, why are they learning like Rav Chisda? So probably because they pass like Rav Chisda. So therefore, we say that a gris itself is tahora. It's ad below ad ve'ad v'chlal. So let's say you have a gris ba'od. You've got a gris plus a little extra, right? Uoso ba'od, and in that little extra on the side, I guess, uoso ba'od, ritzu v'bo macholus. You see like a smushed louse in that small little piece. So you know a louse was there for that extra part. Rabbi Chanina omer tameya, Rabbi Yanai omer tahora. Rabbi Chanina says it's still tamei, the other part, and Rabbi Yanai says no. Now we can have talilan on those on the louse. Rabbi Chanina omer tameya. Chanina says that she's still tameya. Why? Ki talia b'chigris. We can make a assumption that came from a louse bite, if only if we have the size of a gris. The gris were owed lo talia, but a gris and more, you cannot be, they didn't make that takana, and therefore more than a gris is going to be tamei. Rav Yani Amar Tahora. Rav Yani says, no, we're Tahora. Why? Because Hani Mili, the din that we say that more than a kagris is Tamei, it's Hecha, the lower Tzukhavo Macholas. There's no louse in there. Aval Hecha, the Tzukhavo Macholas. But once you see the louse, Mukha Milsa, the Haiba Oda Macholasu. You can see for a fact that extra blood came from that louse. So Pashle kagris. So what's left over is the gris. Because the extra is from the louse. What's left over is a gris. The cave of the Baal Talia, Hokanam Talia. So since normally you can be totally a gris in something else, I can be totally a gris, this gris as well. The other side says, no. You have more than a gris there, that's it. You can only be told that more, you only can be told that if it's less than a gris. Now I hear you see a louse, doesn't matter. The total stain is larger than a gris.
So attributing the whole thing to the louse, just the extra?
Well, according to Chanina, you don't have to attribute the extra to a louse. You know for a fact the extra is from the louse. I don't understand Rav Chanina's shita, why it's tamei. You know for a fact that an extra piece came from the louse, and all you have left over is a gris, so therefore it should be tar.
What's the gris from then? The actual gris, is that all?
That's the question. What's it from?
From a different louse?
Well, probably from a different louse, but we'll assume it's from a different louse because it's only the size of a gris. It's the exact size of a gris.
It's two louse.
You've had two lice, two louse. One stayed, one disappeared. Yeah. These are going to be very difficult gemaras for you because you have to just assume that these are the cases. No what ifs here. These are the cases.
Right. I would just say, if you see the louse, you say, the whole thing is from that one louse because you see it right there.
But you don't know, we don't do that because we say that a louse, normally we say a louse only makes the size up to a gris. Right. By Rav Yirmiyah asks a question. Nis'aska bika gris. You see her dealing, I guess, with red paint or whatever it is. She's dealing with it with this red item, and what she's dealing with is the size of a gris. She's dealing with a very small size, and then afterwards she's done. V'nimsa lea b'kagris v'od mahu, and then she finds a kesem that's a gris plus. So probably didn't come from this what she was dealing with. Okay, so what's the shaila? So tibayli Rabbi Chanina, tibayli Rabbi Yanai. To be a kasha both on Rabbi Chanina, you can ask this question both on Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yanai. Remember, gris plus with the macholos inside, Rabbi Chanina says Temeya, and Rabbi Yanai says it's Tahora. So tibayli Rabbi Chanina, because ad kan lo kan Rabbi Chanina hasam. Why over there did Rabbi Chanina say that she's Temeya? Ella de lo nisaska, because she wasn't dealing with anything. She wasn't dealing with any item. Therefore, she was Temeya. Aval hacha de nisaska talya. But here we can say that since she was misasek with blood or with a red clothing, with a red item, so maybe we can be tole the gris portion with what she was working with, and the smaller portion could be on a macholas, and therefore should be tohora. O dilma afilu Rav Yanai. Even according to Rav Yanai over there says she's tohora, because we say that we see the macholas on the smaller portion, and then the larger portion is a gris. Maybe over there she's tohora, but over here that's hani mila hechad ruchuzbo macholas. Only if you actually see the louse in there. Avalhacha the ain ruchuzbo macholas will tell you. But here you don't see the macholas, you don't see the louse. So what are you going to be told it on? You're going to be told on what she was working with, but it's bigger than what she was working with. So tashma, we're going to bring a raya that she cannot be told in this case. Why? What's the case? Is a Tosefta. Tosefta says, Nisaska be Adam. She was dealing with blood or something else that was red. Ain't Tola Bashachar. And then she finds a black spot. A black spot is also Tameya. We can't say the black spot came from the red spot because she was dealing with red and this is black. Bimuat, if she's dealing with a blood of a smaller size, Ain't Tola Bamruben. She sees a larger size on her Kesem, then you don't need a Tola. So Hechidami Laki Agavna, isn't that not our case that we had over here? Our case is exactly that. She was just asking a gris, and she found a larger than a gris, and this Bryce says that she were not tola, therefore it's tummy. So Gemara says, no, the Bryce is talking about a different case. He go into this aska bich gris, v'nim saleh shnei grisim od. The case of the Bryce is not she was dealing with a gris and you found a gris plus. She was dealing with a gris and you found two full grisim plus. You found an extra gris on there. Because then in that case, even if we're going to be tola one gris on what she was working with, there's still another full gris left over to make her tameya. So the Gemara asks, "Ihachi ma'ala meimu." So if that's the case of the brisa, what's the chiddush? Okay, so she has two grisim, and we can be told that one. We should see two grisim plus, and we can be told that one gris on something else. But she still has a gris plus, which makes her tameya. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u de tema." You would have thought that maybe we can do, I was trying to read. I saw Rabbi Forrest has a whole portion on this piece. Shkol kegrist sipor shdei by metzi zil hachal lekashir zil hachal lekashir. What you can do is maybe you would say that the grist that she was dealing with is the grist is a grist size in between, right smack in the middle. So it's right smack in the middle. Either side is larger than the grist, but it's broken apart by the grist in the middle. Right? What happens? She's dealing with a grist of blood. She finds a 2+ size grist on her body, okay? She finds, or on her underwear. So what do? You say that the grist she was dealing with is the grist size in smack in the middle. So therefore, you have half a grist on one side, half a grist plus on one side, and half a grist plus on the other side, and therefore there's no full grist left over. Kamash Malam, we don't say that. That would have been your Havamina, because otherwise, what's the Chiddush? That would have been your Havamina. Okay. Halacha Lamaisa, there's a lot to talk about. I'm just wary to say anything Halacha Lamaisa, because I'm not passing anything about, well, not passing anything, but especially when it comes to Hilchos Nida. So, there's an interest, Mar Malkum is a Piskei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Chav, that discusses this whole idea of putting the grist in between and spreading out the other parts. Amar Rava, Nimsa Alea Min Echad. So she finds on her clothing or on her body, she finds one type of kesem. All right. So tole ba kama minim. So also other types of kesamim can be tole on that. How does that work? Rashi says nimtza le min echad midavar handome le kesem kagon kilo or saraf v'yachar kach matza al chaluka kesem. I feel ain Mariyasu Domal Osamin Tolu. I guess she's dealing with one type of color, and she finds a different type of color on her body, then that's okay. You can be told on it. So Mariyasu right away, wait a second, we just said a few lines ago. You can't do that. Mesve, this Asko Ba'adom. If she's dealing with red, you can't be told of a black stain on her. So the Gemara answers, this Asko Shani. When she's dealing with something, it's different, because then we know what she was dealing with. So she was dealing with red, and she saw black. We know she was dealing with red. We can't be told of black on her. Rashi says, "Nisaska shani, tekevan nisaska b'min edom heichi talina b'kesem shachar aval nimsa." But if it's just found, alea min edom tole b'kesem shachar. If you find on her something red, you can be told a black spot. Damrina ki heichi nitalea hay min b'dilo yada hachinami ala minach b'dilo yada. She was nimsa. So just like she found the red spot, she found the black spot. So the same place where the red spot came from, the black spot came from. You're not being told of the black on the red. She just happened to be dealing with something, so you can say that she happens to have found it, so she could have found something else. So Igad Ami Amarav is asking me an echad tolu b'kami minim. Same idea. So Meisvein is asking the Edom ain't tolu b'shachar. Kik Amarav. Rabbi answers here. This asking the Tarnagolas. She's dealing with some sort of chicken. The Isbo kamadine mine dama. That has different types of blood. He quotes the Rosh in Simon Ches that the dam shchita is different than the dam of the blood. It's all different types of blood, the color of blood in the chicken. And therefore, so if she was this asker by a chicken and the red spot, and then you found a different type of spot, you can say it still came from the chicken because the chicken has all different types of blood. Okay. Maisa b'isha, right? So that was the case in the Mishnah where we had a woman that had a makkah. And woman came to Rabbi Kiva, said that she has a kesem. Rabbi Kiva says, well, maybe you have a makkah that if you squeeze it, blood will come out. It's sort of like a scab. She said, yes, I do. He said, okay, so that's where it came from, and therefore your tahora. He was able to be toled on the makkah because he says, isha kideh zav dam yiyez zovu b'psara dam v'lo kesem. So the Gemara asks, and all his talmidim were astounded by what he did. So the answer was because it's a derabanan. It's a derabanan, therefore we do it l'kula. Vatanya, how can you say that some are l'kula? Vatanya, lo amr chomis hadavar l'hakir l'hachmir. The whole gzera of ksamim is l'hachmir. It's a chumra. Mida oraisa, she's tahora. You need a flow. There's no flow. You need a hargasha. There's no hargasha. The whole concept of kesem is a chumra. So Ravina, you know the answer. In achanami, the concept of ksamim is a chumra. But within the chumrah, because it's in the rabbanan, you can be mako. You can use things to be more mako. That's what the Gemara says. Am Ravina lo lahakal divrei Torah lahakal divrei Torah uksamimatzim in the rabbanan. That's the concept of the chumrah. But within the concept, you can find kulas. Okay. The Mishnah then said, right? If you an aid, right? You had this bedika cloth, right? Shehu nasun, that was underneath the pillow, v'nimsal adam, and you found blood. So if it was circular, ugol is tahor. Moshoch, if it was elongated, more oblong, then that's tame. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. That's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok shita. That if you find on the batika cloth different sizes make a difference. It doesn't seem to give an indication about the size. It's all about the shape when you do the batika. So the Gemara now asks. It says in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Does anybody argue on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok? So the Ivailuhu, me plead Rabbanan lay the Rabbi Elazar Bet Sodok, ulo. Do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Elazar Bet Sodok or not? Meaning, what would be, according to the Chachamim, would we say, even if we found a long stain of blood on the aid, she wouldn't be Tameh unless there is a Kagris? Right? Because it seems Rabbi Elazar Bet Sodok says that she's Tameh if it's elongated, even if it's less than a Kagris. It doesn't give us its size. So Tashma, just to prove whether or not Chachamim argue or not, they have the following Brysa. Brysa says, Kesem. So she finds a kesem on her clothing. Now, aruch, if it's long, mitzdarif, it's combined with other things to make a gris. Aval tipin, if it's just little dots, even if together they would eat a gris, but they're not connected, a mitzdarfin. But whose sheet is this? Money. So e, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, if it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, lamali tziruf. Why does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok need tziruf to make it tummy? According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok in our Mishnah, as long as you find a long stain, even if it's less than a gris, it's tameyah. Ha amar masha koshu tameh. El rabban. It must be the case that's talking about rabbanon. Shema min apligi. And they argue. And therefore, even for aruch, you would have to have a size of a kagris. Someone says, no, it's not. This price even goes according to sheet of Elazar ben Tzadok. Lo the Elazar ben Tzadok. The chik amar Elazar ben Tzadok be'ed. Lo bekesem lo. Elazar ben Tzadok says that the only time you don't have to have a kesem the size of a gris if it's elongated is if you're doing a bedika. But if it's found on her body, if it's just a kesem, it's a stain. Then you would need the shear no matter what. In the case of the brisa is where it's a stain. Rabbi Elazar Tzadok in the Mishnah says you're talking about an aid, which is the bedikah cloth. Okay. And then the Gemara says no. Really, they do argue. I'll bring you another ayah. Tashma the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel Lachir Rabbi Elazar Tzadok that the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar Tzadok and halacha mechad. Say the halacha follows like one person. Must be tallest one person as opposed to another person, therefore there obviously is a machlokas. So we hold like Elazar ben Tzadok, the Gemara says that if you have on the aid a stain that's not circular, you don't need it to be the size of a gris. Halacha l'maaseh, I'm not exactly sure what the story is, because the Tosfos HaRosh says right, the halacha l'maaseh, the Tosfos HaRosh says that Elazar ben Tzadok is only when it comes to an aid, but a kesem has Hadron Allah Haroa Kesem, Hadron Kesem, Hadron Allah Haroa Kesem. Next, Perek. Okay, this Perek is now going to be continuing the dealing with Ksamim. At the end of the Perek, we'll get to some Hilchos Nida L'maisa today Muzmanazeh about Vestas, which we really haven't gotten to much. We mentioned it a little bit, but really haven't gotten too much. Okay, the Meiri breaks it down. The first part of the Perek talks about a woman who sees Dam from her body, but she doesn't know whether it came from her Makor or not. The second parak talking about a woman who finds a kesem when she can be told it on her friend, okay. And the third parak is the third part of the parak is talking about vestas, how you create a vestas, how you uproot a vestas, things like that. Okay, so the halakas over here are all found in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph. There's a Rama, and then there's a two-page Rama. One of the longest Ramas I've seen. Not that I've seen so many, but it's really really long. So the Mishnah says. And we've seen this mission in a few places. This mission is talking about a woman who is urinating, and within her urine, she sees blood. Now, do we have to be choshish that the blood that she sees in the urine came from the makor, and therefore she's tameya because of this dam, or we don't have to be choshish, rather the dam that came from the urinary tract is because it's from some other place. Now, if you urinate... medically speaking, is it blood in the urine does not come from the
very rarely.
It's the urinary tract.
Does it have a connection, a fistula, which tends.
But that's an abnormality.
That's what you call in the urine. Women give urine samples.
Okay.
For urinalysis during their menstrual period is always blood.
Okay, so Rav Bozner has a tshuva, I guess, and I think he quotes Rav Yoshev, who passed away yesterday.
No,
it only goes what you see. In other words, you always take a urinalysis, and within the urinalysis, it looks all urine. Within the urinalysis, you're going to find blood. If you can't see it with your eye, the naked eye, that's not considered blood. That's the Shevet HaLevi says. What? Same idea. But that was different because they said you could see it if you saw it. Of course, there's bugs in the vegetables and things like that. My question to you is, though, the urinary tract and the reproductive tract are not connected. The case that you gave, so that's an abnormality when something happens and pulls it across. But that doesn't happen. So, okay, so again, so science is not gonna necessarily, modern science is not necessarily agree with what's going to happen in the Mishnah.
No, she goes in the cup and you see blood in there. So I don't know where that went from.
Right, but I'm saying, I'm asking the urologist.
No, but you see blood in the cup of urine.
Right.
It definitely could be from the car.
How could it be from the car, I'm asking, if it's not connected?
She has a period.
Oh, well, that's so she knows it's not a period. We're talking about staining, where it's not during her zman, and she has a vessus, and this is not the right time. Okay. Isha she oset tzrachea. So a woman is urinating. Veras adam, and when she sees blood, okay, she sees, I guess, in the what. No, rabbi who doesn't know for sure should ask the urologist. You have to ask the experts to pass him.
Find blood in the basin.
In the basin, right? The she urinates. She finds blood in the toilet.
Not so we may.
She sees blood in the bottom. She didn't feel it come out. That's the whole problem. It's masked or not, because we don't know for sure whether it came from there. So Rameh Omer Imo Medes, if she urinated while she was standing, Tameya, we say that blood comes from the Makar. Then Yosheves, if she urinated while she was sitting, then she's Tahora. She's Tahora. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ben Kacho Ben Kator. In either case, she's Tahora. So Ish V'Isha, we're just going to read the Mishnah, we'll get to talk about it in the Gemara. Ish V'Isha, so man and woman, they both used the same basin to urinate. Now, for the most part, a man's not going to urinate blood, and if the man does urinate blood, it's obviously not, it's not Tommy. That's it. Well, that pays for the vacations, okay. So Ish V'Isha is Atzu Tzarcheyem, the Tocha Seifel, V'Nimtza Dal Mamayim, we see blood. Rav Yossi's mitar. Because even if the woman went to urinated by herself, then she says it's tahor. We're not kosher that the dam came from the makor. So kosher came here where there's another suffix that maybe the blood came from the man. If the blood came from a man, it's definitely not tamei. Rav Shimon mitame. Rav Shimon is mitame because ain derech ish lochi dam el shecheses dam v'isha. It's not a derech of a man. It's not normal for the man to urinate blood. Therefore, the blood most probably came from the woman. And if it came from the woman, he says what? Does he say even sitting or standing? It seems to be the pasha said it. So if she urinates standing, she would be tameya. Same clue can be in the ratio you should make in this part also. So Maishna Omedes, Gemara asks. We saw this in Rashi a few days ago. What's the difference with the Omedes? So this Gemara, it says the Arminan may raglayim hadin lamakom asaydam. Omedes means that she must have been holding it in for a long time. She couldn't wait. Usually a woman doesn't urinate standing. She couldn't wait. She had to let it go out while she was standing, which means she was forced to go to the bathroom. If she was forced to go to the bathroom, so that means that the blood, maybe the possibility exists that she was holding it so much that the blood went back up. Went back into the urine and pulled out some blood. The urine went back up into the makor and pulled out some blood, which you're telling me is not really feasible. It doesn't work that way. Okay. So the Amrina may reclaim the makor I say Tom. So Gemara says, okay.
We don't understand the Gemara.
What? Their physiology was different. What? In all honesty, I don't believe it's a knock on Chazal to say that they didn't have the knowledge of modern science. They didn't. That's what they did. If Chazal used in the year 400, if Chazal were using medical procedures that existed in the 21st century, they'd be considered quacks. So you do it based on your time. Okay, so Maishna Omedes Arminah Megalayim Hadal Makav Aisadam. The Gemara asks, Yosheves Nami, Name Megalayim Hadal Makav Aisadam. Who cares? So maybe she did it when she was sitting. Also, it went back up. What did that? It went back up. So Amar Shmuel, and there's a Megalayim Makav, what this means, Bimaz Nekes, which is Maznekes, which I think Garshko says that she urinates and it's an arc flow, a stream flow. So Bimaz Nekes. So now we seem to be going off the Omedes Yosheves distinction and be going into a Maznekes distinction. What Rav Meir says she's Tahora by Yosheves, it's only if she is sitting. And it came out with a straight flow, a straight clear stream. That's like the normal way. So if you see that it came out with this flow, so obviously she didn't hold her hand, and therefore there's no chash that the Meir Aglayim went back to the Makor and brought the blood there. But if the Meir Aglayim are Shotim, which I guess is coming out, sporadically, then in that instance, Mermeir will be Matame even if she's sitting. Now if she's standing, she's always going to be Matame, I guess. because I guess he's going to hold that if she's standing, it can never come out. Therefore, so standing is always going to be Tameya, and sitting, it depends on whether or not it comes with a flow or it comes sporadically. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mazneches, even if it comes out in the stream, Nami, Dimu, Basa, the Tamu, Maya, Asadam. Okay, so it came out in the stream. This is your case. Came out in the stream, was flow, good. No blood. Then she finished, and now blood came out. Who's to say that the blood dafka came out, the blood could have come out afterwards? Right? Mazneches, Nami, Dimu, Basa, the Tamu, Maya, after she finished being made to Mayim, Asadam. That's where the dam came. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi says, Biyoshevis, Asvas, Hasefel. She's sitting on the edge of the toilet, I guess. What? Umazneches besocha sefel, and the meiraglayim is streaming into the urinal, I guess. Benim sadam and you see the blood in the middle of the toilet. The im isa the basa the sum of maya asa, and if the blood came after the urine. Asvasa safely by lishtachuche. You shouldn't find it in the middle. You should find it on the side, because blood by itself is not going to stream out. It's going to drip out. So if it drips out, it should have dripped straight down onto the sides of the basin, as opposed to going in the middle. If it's in the middle, then must be that it came with the urine. If it came with the urine, we're saying that it's probably from a urinary tract infection or something wrong or cut in the urinary tract, and that's where it came out. Okay.
Where do you find it in the toilet?
The way you found it in the bowl. A lot of questions that you have to make sure you know. A lot of questions have to be asked, and how you know what the metzias is when you ask the shayla. But yeah, I think Rabbi Razna mentioned once that some were like the biggest questions that you get that rabbis get. A lot of questions about some. So Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, but Amila Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Halachik Rab Yossi. The Halach is like Rab Yossi, who says whether she's sitting or she's standing, it is Tahor. The Chain Ori Le Rabbi Abba Lakala, Rabbi Ari also said that Halacha to Kala, the person's name, Halachik Rab Yossi. If you look in Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, so you have the Machaber passing straight like the Gemara here, that's like Rab Yossi, and then that long Ramah makes distinctions between standing and sitting, all different types of distinctions. Okay. Next case. When the Mishnah was, oh wow. Ish v'isha, right? So you have a man and a woman who both urinated into the basin, and you find dam. Rabbi Yossi, so fine. So you buy luhu, and then we ask whether it makes a difference about sitting or standing according to Rav Shimon. So we buy luhu. They ask the following style: Ish v'isha omdim. Both the man and the woman were standing, right? Miley amar Rav. What does Rav Meir hold in this case, right? Ki Amar Rabbi Meir, does Rabbi Meir say that the Isha is Tmeya? That's only Bechad Sveka, there's only one suffix. If the Dam came from her or from her Mekor or from her Meir Glayim, but Aval Besveik Sveka Tameh. But if there are two Svekas where you have, in addition to the suffix about the woman, you could maybe it also a suffix that it came from the man, that's Lo Matameh, O Dilma Lo Shna, or it makes no difference as to whether or not with the Svek Sveka. So it's very interesting over here. All of Shas, you say Svek Sveka, you hold by Svek Sveka. Now he doesn't have me to say that. He doesn't have me to say that Svek Sveka is not something that we're going to be concerned with. The answer is, but maybe here it's Svek Sveka because it's not a real Svek Sveka; it's Betrei Gufe. So Svek Sveka Betrei Gufe. Some of the Chachamim say that the people don't hold a Svek Sveka Betrei Gufe. Amar Reish Lakish, he. What?
One eye you examine.
Yeah, but it's coming from two Gufim because there were two urines it went in there. So Amar Reish Lakish, he. What Rav Meir is matami by a woman who's standing by herself, she's also matami to the woman standing and the man standing. Mimai, how do we know? Midilokatani, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yossi matari. It doesn't say at the end of the Mishnah whether the man and a woman that Rav Meir agrees that they're matari in that case. So ihachi, if that's the case, hashtar Rav Meir besvek sveka matami chatzik mibai. So what if you can tell me that Rav Meir argues if there are two svekas, why did you tell me the first part of the case of the Mishnah where it's only one svek? The Gemara says lo dicha kochu the Rav Yossi defilu bechat svek matari. Not to show us that the strength of Rav Yossi that even if there's only one svek, he's going to be matari. Someone asked, what's my son? They asked, well, what do you have to worry about here? It's like, it's a Davar Sheish Lo Matir, right? Davar Sheish Lo Matir, wait 7 days, and then she's Mutaris. So right away, it smacks you as hard. You have a suffix on a Davar Sheish Lo Matir, basis Shinolda. So just wait. Rashi says, just wait a little bit, and then it's fine. You're trying to, so the Slach in Beitza says, no, it's a major difference. Davar Sheish Lo Matir by the egg, right? By the case of the egg, whether it's Muksa or not. You're going to eat it once. So instead of eating it now, but Isser, eat it tomorrow, beheter. When it comes to the woman who's nida, the bee I'm going to have today is different than the bee I'm going to have tomorrow in 7 days. It's not double shayish lo matir. That's what's already shocks you as wrong. Because it's very different. The handling of the taharos today is different than the handling of taharos in a week. The beer I'm going to have today, that's not davar sheish lo material. It just doesn't fit. Okay. So they made the machlokas in one suffik to show you how strong Rabbi Yossi is. Say it the other way. Have the machlokas listed in the Mishnah by the Sveksveka to show how powerful Rabbi Meir is, that even by a Sveksveka he holds that she's Tumeya. So there's no koach tetera atif. It's more important to show the koach of the hetera. Okay, which is interesting over here, because koach tetera atif, yet the Isura is talking about the Sveksveka, which is, that's a clear qual and shots, the whole night. Okay. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Kik Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochan argues. He argues like Rabbi Shlokesh. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Kik Amar Rabbi Meir, Bechad Sveka. Rabbi Meir only argues by one suffix, meaning if it's a suffix where it's just from the woman herself. Ava Besvek Sveka, if you add an extra suffix of the man, Lo Amar. So he doesn't hold. So Im Kain, if that's the case, Lisne Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Mitarin. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, in the Mishnah, by the case of Isha Isha, they should say that Rabbi Meir also is Mitarin in that case? So Gemara says, Eina Chanami. You're right. The Tana could have written that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, or Matarim. Why is it only to write Rabbi Yossi in the end of the Mishnah? Because I did the Selak Rabbi Yossi, passed Rabbi Yossi. Because since the end of the Reisha dealt with Rabbi Yossi, so we continue with Rabbi Yossi. But Eina Chanami, Rabbi Meir agrees that in the Sveks Veka, that if you add a man into the scenario, it would be Tahar. The Sveks Veka. Rabbi Yossi, Bechad Sveka Matar, the Sveks Veka Miboi. Wait a second. So we have Rabbi Yossi in the first case where only there's a woman. There's one suffix, he's Matar. So I need the second case to tell me that he's Matar by a Sveksveka. If he's Matar by a suffix, he's definitely Matar by a Sveksveka. The Gemara says, Ma'od Tema, you'd have thought, Hani Midu Diyavit. No, it's only Bidiyavit he's Matar. Aval Lichachila lo, but Lichachila he's not. Kamash Malan, and even Lichachila. What does it mean Lichachila? If she urine, if we just had the second case, you of Sveksveka, you would thought that in the suffix case, it's only Bidiyavit. No, but really lechachila. Meaning, we tell her, "Oh, you urinated and you're urinating, and there was blood. Don't worry, you can handle the taharos right away." You would have thought, "Oh no, only if you handled the taharos, you would have said, no, it's tar b'di'evin." Now it's telling her, "No, you had blood in the urine. Go right ahead, deal with your taharos. There's no problem. Even lechachila, there is no problem." Tanakh Vasei the Rabbi Yochanan. We have a price that supports the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan who says that Rabbi Meir by the Sveksveka agrees that it's tahora. Ish v'ishu she'osu tzarchem atocha seifel v'nims adam alamayim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi mitarin. Here's the Rav Meir is Matayar, right? Rav Shimon Matayar, Rav Shimon is Matayar. So what is it? So Rav Shlokas didn't know the Brisa? What does that? What does that mean? I guess he didn't have the Masorah on the Brisa. His Masorah came from Rav Yochanan, right? He was Rav Yochanan's Talmud. So how did? I guess he didn't learn that yet. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says, right? Yivai Luhu. Okay. Shul Yosheves. The woman is sitting. She urinated when she was sitting, and then you see the Meir Raglayim. Mali Amar Rav Shimon. What does Rav Shimon hold in this case? Even in this case, as you can say, that the woman is Tamei. Hik Amar Rav Shimon, that the Isha is Tamei, Abel Medes, the Dachla Alma, Abel Yosheves, Lo, Odim Lo Shna. I'm going to read this again. Ivai Lahu. Isha Yosheves. So the woman is sitting and she urinates and she finds blood. Mali Amar Rav Shimon. So what does Rav Shimon hold in this case? In this case also, is he going to be Metame the woman? If she's sitting. Right, kik amar Rav Shimon the omedes. There's a Shimon say is that she's tamei only by standing. The dachik lava alma because now she's because you had that issue of it. You know she was holding it in. Aval yosheves by yosheves lo. Odil maloshin. Even if she urinates while she's sitting, Rav Shimon's gonna be matame. Right, because the Brisa just said that Rav Shimon is, we have Rav Shimon is matame. So tashma the sanya yosheves tole. Omedes enotole divi Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. There's a distinction between standing and sitting. Rav Yossi Omer ben kachu ben kach tole. She can be tole no matter what. Rav Shimon Omer ben kachu ben kach enotole. So Rav Shimon holds that even if she's sitting, you say that the blood, you have the chash, the blood came from the makor, and therefore she is tmeya. Ivai luhu. So the Gemara asks, Ishvi Isha Yoshvin, Mali Amar Rav Shimon. Again, the same question. The other case before was the woman was sitting. Now you have the man and the woman sitting. What does Rav Shimon hold? So Amar Rav Shimon Omedes, he Amar Rav Shimon Omedes, the Dachla Alma, the Yosheves the Chatzveka, Avav Svesveka Lo Amar Odim Lo Shna. Here we're adding another question. Basically, we just said before that Rav Shimon holds that whether the woman is standing, whether the woman is sitting, it's Tameya. Now add in another suffix that came from the man. So does the Svesveka help Rav Shimon to say that she is that the blood is now Tahora? So Tashma came into Amar Rav Shimon. Cheskas damim in Isha, loshna omdim, loshna yoshim. He says, no. He says, because he doesn't even choshesh that the blood comes from the man. The blood definitely came from the woman. And then since he doesn't make a distinction between sitting and standing, he's still going to say in that case, if the man, even if the man was there, it makes no difference, the woman is still going to be Tameya because it's only one suffix. Because the fact that the blood coming from the man isn't even a suffix. Fine. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.